Good morning, Big Rapids. It's Big Rapids Buzz with Chris Long
and Bruce Borkovich. Chris, how are you this morning?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good for an old fella. I'm plugging along, you know.
Nice.
Turtle gets there eventually. Just keep heading in the right direction. We have a pretty cool show here. A lot of local interest, Chris. And I know that you just met these two this morning, but these two are two of my favorite young men that I've dealt with. And I'm not going to say a bunch about them because I want them to introduce themselves. But we're going to talk about, there's a couple of Ferris guys who have done very well. We're going to talk about a business they have, but we're also going to talk about some interesting history. There's been a couple of remarkable things that have happened to these guys since they've been at Ferris.
Hmm.
So let's start. We've got Ian Hall and Jordan Jones here. Ian, let's start with tell us about yourself. Where'd you go to school? What brought you to Ferris? Has anything good happened to you since you've been here?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on here. First thing I want to say. So I'm from Grand Rapids area. Went to Granville High School. What brought me here to Ferris, I guess, is my sister actually played here. She played softball.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She played softball here back in, 2004, 2005 time.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
She's actually 12 years older than me. So,
oh, wow.
I grew up around here. Went to her games all the time. So, and Coach Anise came in one day and was like, "We want to offer you." And I took the offer right then and there and haven't looked back at it and been here since. So,
did anything, have there been a couple things that were kind of remarkable about your time playing football here, Ian?
Yeah, I mean,
how's that for a softball?
Yeah, we didn't lose too much. I will say that we won a couple national championships, a couple conference championships, and got to win a lot. So it's been great.
It's been a ride. Yeah. And I think you have a degree here?
Yes, sir. Yep, I got graduated in 2021 with a criminal justice degree and a certificate in cybersecurity and hacking.
Excellent.
Yes. And my alley.
I know that you and I have had a lot of conversations at one point. Mm-hmm. You were interested in being a police officer. Still could be out there someday. Any department would be lucky to have you.
Yes, sir.
And I have on my other left here, Jordan Jones. Jordan, kind of the same thing. How? Tell us about yourself, how you got here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Chief. My name is Jordan Jones. I'm from Redford, Michigan. I went to high school in Dearborn Divine Child.
East side.
Yep. 313, you know. Somehow got here to the 231, but it is what it is. And what brought me to Ferris was football. Coach Neef and his coaching staff at the time gave me a chance to get out of high school and go to college. So I ended up coming to Ferris to play football. And then from there, you know, nothing but positive things, you know, winning a lot of football games, 2-time national champions, and also got my degree in business administration. And then during all that, me and Ian also started a business. With the help of Coach Anise too.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about that.
Yep. And it's called Doc Dog Services, and that's what we do, and that's why we're still here in Big Rapids.
Right on. And I gotta tell you, now don't take this wrong, fellas, because I don't want you to swap me down, but both of you guys, when you got here, physically were completely different. You both got here and you look like high school kids that weren't in great shape. These two guys are beasts right now. They are physical, not, and I don't just mean like huge, large. They are physical specimens. Their physical conditioning and strength is incredible to see. And I got to see it from the time you guys got here until now. And I know, Ian, you're maybe looking for an opportunity to take it to the next level. Just briefly, what's going on with that?
Yeah, so I've been training since the season's been done. Been training with Coach Andrew Thede, the best strength coach in Michigan, in the nation, I should say. He's the man. Shout out him. But I've been training with him just to play at the next level, professional football somewhere, hopefully somewhere.
Where do you want to? What would be your dream?
I mean, just stay in Michigan, you know.
Yeah, buddy.
Lions, dream. That would be the dream for sure.
Yeah.
You know, my mom doesn't have to go too far. Yep. Sisters don't have to go too far. Friends don't have to go too far. So that would be the dream. But, yeah, anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere for sure.
Yeah.
And my pro day, that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. I'll be March 12th. At Saginaw's Writer Center.
So. Nice.
Nice.
And Jordan, your last year playing, you were a force on that defensive line. It was amazing how many stops you were either making or involved in, and it was just such an incredible transformation from when you were a sophomore to the dominant position you had. You were the anchor of that line. And you don't have to be humble.
It was a great time just playing football out there, enjoying ourselves. You know, great coaching staff, great teammates to also be along with us during the journey. So I just won't give credit to myself. You know, it was a team effort, and being around other inspired people for sure, you know, brought you to a standard to where you had to perform at a certain level in order to achieve.
You certainly did. And, of course, shout out to their coach and my friend, Tesfa Smith. He's amazing. And as you guys, you know, well know that I was a volunteer coach that one year.
Mm-hmm.
I think really the reason you won that national championship, it was me. How do you guys feel about that? I mean, let's forget Coach Anise isn't listening. Tess was not listening. Let's get real. Don't you guys think that I was really the reason?
Oh, yeah. You're the man, Chief. For sure.
Excellent. I mean, thanks.
You would get on us during practice.
Thanks, yeah. Ian. Jordan, you want to chip in? Jordan's laughing so hard he can't talk. Don't you think that I was really the key person?
Of course. 100%.
Yeah. And is that just because my wife made you lasagna tonight?
Oh, yeah. That was delicious. She kept us fed, you know. Man, that was delicious, honestly. I almost fell asleep.
Well, were these so again, a couple of my favorites. I've had a lot of, you know, relationships and friendships with the players, but you guys have been a couple of my favorites.
How long have you guys played football? You've always played sport football in like high school and middle school, or I always played hockey. When I outgrew the gear, then I stopped, and then I went to computers. Expensive. It is very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how much is the gear in like? For football, I don't know what it is compared to hockey.
It's not as expensive as hockey, that's for sure. I started playing, I want to say like 5 or 6 years old is when I first started playing, and that was tackle football too. So, but been playing since, yeah.
Yeah, same with me. My dad had me out there 5 years old.
Wow.
I was crying. Bad days. Those were like my darkest days, but I guess that's what maybe who I am now. But
those were the very days young. Like when you didn't want to go to practice. Yeah. You just wanted to play the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and I didn't want to practice or the game, if I'm being honest.
I don't know about Ian. Jordan, I know you were a heck of a basketball player, which when people see your mass and body size, they're really surprised. But I remember talking to your dad, and you're a heck of a basketball player. It's probably one of the reasons Coach Anise was interested, because he loves athletes.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to see multi-sport guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so even like me, because right now, just like you – couple years ago, I now volunteer coach for Ferris. So,
nice.
And just seeing the recruiting process with those guys and seeing how they talk about these high school kids, they wrestle, they play baseball, they play basketball,
yeah.
And they play all type of sports. And it translates to the football field. Even though they get to college and play one sport, those movements, they're a lot of the same. Hand-eye coordination, you the bet. Smarts of it. So, yeah, being a multi-sport athlete in high school and just growing up, will pay off even if you don't play football. It'll pay off if you choose another sport.
Yeah,
so
for sure
about that.
Well, I hope I haven't crushed Coach Anise. Tony, if you're listening to this, you really needed to hear the fact that I had a huge part to play, really pivotal part to play in that national championship. But we're going to move on because the main reason we're, besides letting people in this community get to know you guys a little bit, is you guys started a business. And it's really interesting because it's doing quite well. Which one of you would like to start off telling us about your business?
Yeah, I'll start off. So it really started like, I want to say about 3-4 years ago. We just started installing docks. Well, first off, our business is called Dock Dog Services. And we started installing docks on Cochinese's Lake, Big Whitefish Lake, right in Pearson, Michigan. And we just started doing that one fall, installing them. And years went by, we installed them again. And then one day I just came up to Coach Anise and was like, I'm trying to start a business. Me and Jordan trying to start a business. So, and we started handing out flyers, went door to door, person to person, advertising. And it kind of boomed after that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Been going ever since. I mean, we started the business 2 years ago, officially. So, we've been doing it since.
And Jordan, explain what you do. The main, because you do some other things, but the main thing, what do dock dogs do? So, talk about docks.
What are you doing? So Dock Dog Services, we install boat docks and boat lifts, jet ski lifts, and pretty much a lot of things on the lake. And then we also come back and remove them. So it is seasonal work. We start in the spring, normally here in March, and go until about June, July, installing, and then come right after Labor Day is when we start our removal process. But outside of docks, we do a lot of moving services too. We move people home to home, apartment to apartment, small business to small business. So we do a lot of manual labor, and it's very fun. And we got a great team behind us as well. And we love to work hard, and we love to provide services. So yeah, don't be afraid to contact us. You can find us on Facebook at Dock Dog Services.
That's DAWGS.
Yes. Yep. So
Dock Dogs.
DAWGS. DOCKDAWGS Services.
So you install the docks that they already have, or do you like have a supplier and they say, yeah, I want a new dock, and they contact you?
Yep. So we mainly install docks people already have, and we remove them if they already have them. We do accept calls for people who want docks. You know, we've made connections around to be able to go call our guys that have docks or boat lifts available, and we are able to go ahead and go pick those up and then install them and whatnot. So we've been working around.
Nice.
We've been improving and just learning as the years go by what people want us to do. And yeah, I feel like every year we've been getting better and we've been growing more, and we have a very strong client base right now that we've already reached out to, and we will accept more.
We've trained a couple guys to make it easier for them too, and help us go quicker too.
Mm-hmm. So like some of our crew since we've started have been with us since we've almost started, and they're still on.
Do you have a whole crew too?
There's about 2 or 3 guys.
Oh, yeah, but nice. Then so yeah, we go out and we just. Yeah, we found the rhythm, you know.
Good,
we learned. We had a really good friend who helped us along the way. His name was Nick Thomas.
And, shout out him.
And really shout out to him. He taught us everything. He was also a first-aid football player. Yep. So we just got the business side of it. We needed somebody to teach us how to do it. He was the guy that taught us. And
what's Nick doing?
He's now working at, last time I heard, he's working on a prison out in Indiana building it.
Oh, he's, yeah, because he's a construction manager.
He's managing it.
Right on. Yeah. So do you guys have, like, especially in the springtime, depending, that water's brutal. Do you guys wear waders, or you just freeze?
No, we don't freeze. Sometimes you might freeze a little bit, but we wear waders, we wear wetsuits, you know, we got neoprene gloves and whatnot.
Neoprene waders or like Gore-Tex waders?
Right, neoprene waders.
Whatever to keep you warm and tight.
This is actually our first time wearing a wetsuit installing. Last year we just wore waders, and sometimes we would go swimming and it was not fun.
We've been getting smarter, you know. Just keep learning as the years go by, and it makes it worth it when you're out there doing it with people, you know,
your friends,
people who care. And they need us. They feel the need that they got to be out here with us doing it. So it's nice.
We're going to develop this a little more. This is a really neat story, how, you know, a couple of Ferris stars. These guys were both stars. These guys weren't bench warmers. sorry to the bench warmers, but and to see how you guys, you know, finish your degree and you're developing this as a business. Maybe it'll be a lifetime business. Who knows? But we're talking to Jordan Jones and Ian Hall. We're going to continue this conversation after these messages from our local sponsors of the Big Rapids Buzz. You are listening to WBZX Big Rapids on B1039. This is Bruce Borkovich with the Big Rapids Buzz. And
me, Chris Long.
Chris Long, the other half of the Big Rapids Buzz. However, Chris, you really can't take credit for leading a team to a national championship.
No, I guess. Actually, a robotics championship. Well, now kinda, that's
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
but
something.
We didn't win, but we did go.
Well, we did, and it was because of me.
Oh, that's
regardless
good for
of
you.
What Coach Anise might say. These guys, you know, they busted that out tonight. But you're listening to the Big Rapids Buzz. We're here with Ian Hall and Jordan Jones, two young men that I am so fond of. I had so much fun, but the one thing that impressed me most about you fellas, what respectful, grounded young men you are, your value system and the respect you have for people and is incredible. And I think most of the listeners know I was the police chief at Ferris, lifetime in law enforcement. And I'm telling you, I would give either one of these young men a key to my house if I was gone and say, go in, watch TV, raid the refrigerator, do whatever. That is how honest these two are and how much what I think of these two. And I'm not glad handing anyone. I trust these two 100%. They're if you're looking for two young men and their helpers who are going to do a great job for you, this is who you want. So for whoever here, what are some of the things you do besides docs?
Well, Jordan touched on it a little bit, I think, earlier. He talked about moving services. So we do moving services, obviously. And then we also do, like, we've done, like, some yard cleanups. We've also painted some clients' houses, interior and exterior.
Lawn dogs and moving dogs.
yeah, something like that. So we do a little bit of everything. It just depends on if we want to do like this, the type of work or not, and if we can do it, you know what I mean? So
Yeah. And we hope to grow too. Like one day we want to own land and be able to store boats, and we want storage units to be able to rent out storage units for when we move people in and out of homes. So we want. We have high expectations, and we want a lot, you know, and we hopefully with time will tell where we can get. And but we do need help. So if anybody's out there that wants to help us, you know, become greater than, you know, already where we are, we would love help and support. And please support Doc Dog Services.
And we're going to do this a few more times. But again, how do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us on Facebook. Doc Dog Services, DOCKDAWGS Services.
Now, this is generational, but this is something you guys have to understand. There are people who don't have computers, don't have the internet, aren't on Bookface. Mm-hmm. So,
Bookface.
He says that every time.
How would they get a hold of you if they don't have that ability to do that online?
Yeah, you can also reach us at email, and that's docdogservices@outlook.com, or you can get a hold by phone or text, and that's 616-635-8876.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to help you guys get a domain so you guys can have whatever at docdogs.com or something.
And this is the guy. This guy, okay. His technical skills are... Yeah. Well, they're as high as mine are low. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Alpha and Omega. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
You know how to make websites?
Sadly, yeah.
Probably when he the year between kindergarten and first grade, you know how to do websites, right? Somewhere in there.
I hate doing websites, but I'll help you if you need it.
Yeah,
I'll get you set up so that
we
you
do a good job.
It.
I mean, just from being just a people that we are, and we go out, we give out our business cards, we really connect with our customers. We connect around the campus of Ferris and, you know, real estate places around here. I mean, Facebook has been our number one thing though, just because you know we are young and we know, I'm not gonna say Old people are on Facebook.
They are.
They are. Oh, I've learned that in the last 6 months.
We're not
going
to do that. They know how to use technology. Sure. My dad's on Facebook. You know, the people are on Facebook, yeah. So we're not going to do Facebook dirty like that. Yeah. But we connect with our clients, yeah. And like you said, we come to them respectfully, professionally.
Yeah.
You know, we are yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am type humans.
Yep.
And we give credit to our parents for that, and just the people we hang ourselves around,
yep.
They kind of tend to be that way too. So, mm-hmm. You know, even though we're not on the internet all the time, but we come to people, and that's how we get our references, just by being the people that we are.
And it's true. It and works. I've talked to so many people, mentioned you, and like they don't know that I know you guys well, and I just kind of smile and shake my head. But I, as sincere as I could be, if let's say, you know, if I went to Florida all winter, I would trust either one of you with a house key to come in and check on my place, make sure heat's on. And I don't give that type of information out casually, or that kind of compliment casually. That's what I think of these two young men.
Yeah, and I mean, to go piggyback on that, there have been people, like, we've known them, but they've done that for us. They're like we had to paint a guy's house before, and he was like,
oh, you guys just do everything. No, is there anything you don't do?
No, I mean, something we don't do.
Can we start with that list?
But sometimes people were like, yeah, just go in my garage, put in our number, and do that type of stuff. We're like, okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just us and our conscious minds, just like, and our Ten Commandments, we kind of stick to those.
Yeah.
So,
it's very different from the East Side. The East Side don't do that. We lock our doors and we lock all the windows, everything.
But we're in Big Rapids now.
Yeah. Being from the East Side, I still find myself trying to lock my door all the time. But up here, I just kind of not.
Yeah. It's really a neat community.
Mm-hmm.
And this was our last stop, through our retirement years. And we came here very intentionally. We love it here.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you see some possible future developments? What are some things? So many times we talk in leadership about some people have a lid on them based on the qualities they have and their leadership quotient. I call it a lid. And the last thing you want to do is have a lid on your business. Mm-hmm. So taking that lid off, the Doc Dog Move Furniture lid, can you think of anything else that is potentially areas that you could move into?
Individually or like for
your business? Like you business? And I talked about one because a buddy of mine used to do it. Off-season, wintertime security checks and house checks.
Like property management and whatnot. Yeah. We would love to get into property management. You know, that is something we can for sure do. We've talked about it many times with people. We just have to get it going.
Yeah.
And probably find the first client for sure. Because, you know, our work is seasonal.
Yes.
The moving is kind of year-round, kind of not, but it's a very competitive market.
Mm-hmm.
And the docks, we found our good clientele.
Bread and butter
clientele.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I don't even want to put a limit on what we can do just because, you know, the world's at our feet and, we wake up every day and get to it. So there's so much, but for sure, property management won't be a bad idea because we do deal with a lot of people that live in homes.
Yeah.
We're going home.
Yep.
Our job is not in one location. We go home to home, home to home, right home to home. So we deal with a lot of people. So
and if a couple, older couple, you know, they go to Florida for the winter, they have beautiful homes here, and having a company with people they can trust to show up, however often, once a week, whatever it is, to make sure that the power's on, to walk the perimeter of the house, make sure doors are secure, to put tracks in the snow to make it look like, that would be a great peace of mind for people who leave our area in winter somewhere.
You guys do lawn, you cut the lawn.
Cleanups. No, we don't.
The reason I bring that up is because there's another company around that's kind of made some people angry, and everyone's looking for another lawn care service and potential snow plowing. You guys should get snow plows.
Yeah, that could be something down the road,
it could
too.
Be down the road.
Could be something down the road.
There's a need right now.
One thing is, we love Big Rapids.
Yes.
If you want to help the Doc Dogs, come. We're here. If you got ideas and you want to collaborate, we're here.
Yeah.
Me and Ian both have had opportunities to go do other things, and we're going to take entrepreneurship serious, and we're here. So if you want to collaborate, put minds together. And
yeah.
We're willing to talk.
We're willing to talk and, you know, it can work out for both of us.
Yeah.
All sides.
Have you guys, many businesses are really struggling for help. There's all kinds of job opportunities around this area, but they just can't find help, in particular young people who are willing to work hard and show up sober and show up when you're supposed to. Have you guys run into any of that? Are you finding a little trouble with labor?
No, not so much, just because it's mostly like guys we know, like
football
guys. Absolutely. Yeah, football players on the football team, and we can trust those guys.
You can trust them. They're not afraid to work hard. These guys are about half killing themselves in a gym.
Right. They work hard every day.
Right. Yes. I'm willing to go to war with this guy. I can trust him in the water or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But it could, you know, as you get bigger, it could end up being a challenge, because I can tell you there's a ton of merchants in the area.
Right.
And they just, sometimes it's just the basics. Like, they don't need a superstar. They need someone who's going to show up sober, going to show up when they're supposed to, who wants to work more than 2 or 3 days a week. I mean, there's a lot of, there's been a change in that work ethic.
Yeah, for sure. That's something you see a lot. I see a ton of now hiring signs on just everywhere around here. And it's kind of sad because, you know, work is essential and people need to work. So I don't know.
It's funny you brought that up, Chief, because a lot of our clients, they're always like complimenting us for willing to work and stuff. They're like, especially at our age, they're like,
you come from good upbringings. That's what it comes down to, because there's a lot of people that don't, and they're just lazy. They don't want to work. They just want to sit back and get that government check. It's ridiculous.
I've been working since I could, 15, 16 years old. So,
and you know what people see when they see you guys doing that? They see themselves, especially like from my generation, because that's what we knew in a generation before me. And when they see that out of young people, it's like so cool, so rewarding that, you know, that's that old school, not only work ethic, but the honesty, the integrity, the dependability. If you say, I'm going to be there Saturday morning at 9, you don't call them Monday morning and say, gee, I forgot I slept in.
Right.
It's the ethic that was lost at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know when,
but
at some point it was just died away.
Regardless who you are, there's one thing no one can take away from you, and that is the ability to work as hard as you want.
Yeah. And do it while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get older.
Yeah. Yeah. The other day I slipped and fell in my driveway, about killed myself. I went and got x-rays yesterday. I think I might have broke my pelvis.
You did get x-rays?
Yeah. It was getting worse, and I'm waiting on results, but it's not going to surprise me if my pelvis is cracked. So the point is, I'm not looking for pity. I am looking for cash. If any of our listeners want to drop cash off at the station to help ease my suffering, I'm okay with that. But I'm also confident that Coach Anise is going to pony up and realize what a key factor I played in that national championship and you know, make it financially worth my while.
Yeah.
But for each of you, Ian, we'll start with you. I was at, you know, those championships, that first one. Tell me what that felt like.
I mean, it's crazy. It feels like it was just yesterday, and the 2022 one feels like it was just yesterday too. So it's always going to be something I remember. I don't know. I've worn the rings maybe once or twice, but it's something I always remember. Love the coaches, love my brothers.
Yeah.
Love all those guys. I'm going to miss playing college football for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always going to have a special place in my heart those days for sure.
It's incredible. You know, no one can take that away from you, no matter what happens in your life.
Right.
You're not a one-time national championship. You're a two-time national championship from a kind of a small program, not a heavily funded program, fantastic coaching staff. Really good the year I was there.
Yeah.
I think it's gone. When I left, it went downhill a little bit. But Jordan, tell me, you know, the clock is ticking and you know, it's, you knew what was coming, but now the clock is ticking. It goes down to zero. What did that feel like?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the last game. So my last game was the 2022 National Championship. And, like, before the clock even ticked zero, I was already just in tears crying. You know, sad tears because it was my last year, but happy tears because we won, we finished it off, you know, we twice in a row, back to back with great teammates, the seniors that year. They were amazing.
Yeah.
the senior of the year. When I was a junior, we won. They were amazing, yeah, too. And those were like my big bros. And I just remember just like always trying to one-up them. Back like when we did summer workouts, like they used to get on my nerves. They were, I was the little bro and I was the annoying one, and I was the one that was a haggler. But that's just who I was. So, and I was just cool winning a second one. I don't even like bring it up. Like I got two, but some of them they're like, I'm like, I got two. What you got, one? Mm-hmm. Just having fun with it.
You know, all joking aside, I had, you know, nothing to do with those other than I was around supporting you guys. But I remember, and that first one, it just. Like it happened, and I was hardly smiling. I just stood there. I had a smile, but you guys are jumping around celebrating. It was like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
I was an athlete, but never on even a conference championship team. And, and to think of what you guys accomplished is, it was like almost shocking.
Yeah.
So Tom Brady said something. It was like, what's the best championship you won? He's like, the next one. So, like, after winning the first one, it was like euphoria. Like, it was like, oh, my gosh, I'm about to go party. Like, let's go. And then, like, after winning the second one, especially me being my senior, I'm like, what am I about to do next? Like, I can't go win another one of these again. Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, just winning. I mean, being a part of Ferris and just that winning culture, it helps you win every day, especially just – like, my life has completely changed. Like, Coach Smith, Tesla Smith, he's a guy. He wakes up. Well, he had us going to 6 a.m. meetings, you know, in the morning. That's the type of stuff that still resides to me today, is just waking up early and not losing the day, you know? Yes. So
once you wake up, like, 8 o'clock, it goes by so quickly. You wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and the day goes by very long.
So just waking up early, not forsaking a day, you know.
Yeah.
This day is important.
Yeah.
And, you know, this day is worth it. So that's what Ferris has done. That's what winning the day starts with waking up early. Yes, and that's what Ferris has really done for me. I wake up early every day and get right to it, you know, regardless.
It's important because at the end of the day, besides like the difference between a rich man and a poor man, they're both given 24 hours in a day, and how you choose to spend those 24 hours, that's the difference.
Right. Well said. There's a clip of an admiral who was he was a SEAL and worked his way up through the ranks, and he talks about that so much, about how important it is to get a start.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a rock star, but get up early, make your bed,
so you can accomplish the first goal.
Yeah, exactly. Little by goals little, and habits that you're accomplishing, and I think – probably football more than any other sport. They're all wonderful, and they all, to a certain extent, build the same skills. But football is so physically punishing, not only the preparation, but the actual contact. And I think it does something that's so valuable for young people right now, because I think we have a epidemic of softness in the current generation.
Yes.
And football teaches you to go to your limit, go way beyond, because this is what I thought my limit was last year, and I'm beyond that. Mm-hmm. And maybe later in the season, I'll be on where I think my limit is now, and it makes you realize I'll be okay, no matter how hard this hurts, whether it's working out, you know, or lifting, or an injury you get, no matter how hard it hurts. I still remember in a national championship game, stretching out your pack, and we were doing it in private, so the trainers couldn't see it, because it would have taken a bulldozer to get him off that football field. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it teaches you that I can do anything. I have been through this, and it didn't kill me or destroy me. I can persevere. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Turning boys into men, for real.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Preparing them, getting them right.
Yeah. One more time, fellas. We're going to wrap up in a little bit. I'm going to have you tell me how to get a hold of you guys by phone for us old people. Go ahead.
Yeah. 61, you can reach us. You can call or text 616-635-8876.
And then Jordan, how about Bookface or any of that stuff?
Yeah, you can reach us on you can reach us on Facebook, Doc Dawg Services. That's DOCKDAWGS Services on Facebook.com.
Excellent.
And our email.
Oh, yeah.
It would be docdogservices@outlook.com. You can also email us as well.
Yep. And remember, dogs is D-A-W-G-S.
Yes, sir.
You're a Ferris athletic fan. It's always a D-A-W-G. this has been a great show, guys. I really hope that the business develops and we can keep you guys. You two make Big Rapids a better place.
Yeah.
I don't give that compliment out lightly, but you both have improved Ferris, and you're improving Big Rapids. I hope you two can settle here and make it go.
One dock at a time and lawn and that's whatever
it.
Else.
That's it.
Well, one home at a time.
One
home at
a time. There you go. One home at a time.
That's a good motto.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a good motto for the business.
Our other motto is let the champions handle it. That was smooth too, right?
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, but one home at a time and let the champions handle it. Nice. You know?
Wow. Wow. I like that. We are going to talk a little bit about some community activity.
Wait. What is your service area? How far are you going to go?
Great question.
I can't believe we haven't asked that. Yes. Come on, Bruce. What are you doing?
All up and down 131. All up and down 131. We've been to Traverse City. We've been to Grand Rapids. We've been past Grand Rapids, Caledonia, Middleville.
Okay, what about east and west? You got north and south covered.
We've been to Detroit. We've been to Mount Pleasant.
Excellent.
We've been to Muskegon.
Excellent.
I mean, where the money resides.
Yeah, that's right.
But
if they'll pay, they will come.
Yeah, you know,
we're willing to travel for
sure.
We're
willing to travel as long as we're going to Detroit tomorrow morning to go do some work down there. So
you need to get to bed.
A little bit.
Oh wait, no, this is morning.
Yeah. They don't need to sleep.
Yeah. But you can find us all. Yeah, we go everywhere, anywhere.
Yep.
You know, you can get us anywhere if it's right.
Yep.
Well, I'm their number one fan, and anyone who wants to speak to me individually about them, I'd be more than happy to. I don't know, you know what it is. You just a couple. I was fond of everyone on the team, but you two were a couple of my favorites. You were so respectful. You had so many of those old fashioned values that reminded me of me and my brothers. It was just incredible, and it gives me some hope for the future with young men like you around. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk
Wait, again.
Now you can't keep doing that.
Do you guys want to sponsor the show?
This show?
How do you do that?
Jen.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Jen wanted to know if you guys want to be a sponsor. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We're trying, Jen. Yeah. We're trying. If you are interested in joining Rotary Club of Big Rapids, you can find them on Facebook at Rotary Club of Big Rapids or stop by the lower level of Artworks building on Tuesday at noon. The first two lunches are on them. The Mesiola Curry Comfort Home is looking for donations for their home. Check out their website, MesiolaCurryComfortHome.com. For questions, call 231-287-2208. Also, get registered for the Euchre Tournament. No. Why didn't I cross this one off, Chris? Because the Euchre Tournament was February 3. So I'm going to back up on this. Thank you. The Animal Rescue Coalition is a nonprofit no-kill shelter. They always need donations of food and toys. They are Mecosta County's only shelter. They also rehabilitate abused and neglected pets. So remember to adopt, don't shop. And any pet is a lifetime commitment. So take it seriously. Each animal they have all need a forever home. And we can't forget to thank our sponsors. The Pet Boutique, Purely Clean Services, the Bearton Firearms Training Center, 911 Restoration, Gilbert's Carpet Plus Color Tile, Bett and Baker of Big Rapids, and Sue Bean at Big Rapids Realty. Hi, Sue. A wonderful gal.
Yes, she is.
She is, along with other supportive people and businesses from the community. We thank each and every one of you for getting behind our show. And this is for you two, if you would like to sponsor our
That's
show.
That's what I was trying to get at.
The Big Rapids Buzz. Call your best friend, Jen, here at B1039 at 231-796-1103, and she will get you started. Listen again next Monday at 8:30 a.m. for the Big Rapids Buzz with me,
And don't
Bruce
forget
Borkovich.
About me.
It's your turn now.
Chris.
Do you have a last name?
Long.
Excellent.
Yeah, bye-bye.
We will see you next Monday morning.